welcome back to the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gigs. And like I said, this is a new show and I'm here to give you the lowdown on what's happening in the world around you, from general news to politics to beyond. Literally anything and everything, you will hear it here in the news show. Now this week we are focusing on something more general. This basically derived, I was having a conversation with someone and we were speaking about what will the new normal be. I mean, that's the conversations that a whole lot of people have been talking about. What will be the new normal at the end of 2020, beginning of 2021, or if you look maybe even beginning of 2022, what will the world look like? What will we consider normal? Or what will the new generation think we've always done, but we actually only started doing it because of the lockdown regulations, because of COVID and all of these things? So that's the topic for today. What's the new normal? Is it something that we will enjoy in the future? Is it something that will cause us to become lazy people, or more sensitive people, whatever? What is the new normal? And that is the topic. I'm going to speak specifically on four major changes that the world is going to have to adapt to. And I'm going to speak about that and basically give my opinion on whether or not I think that's going to be the new normal. And then we're going to listen to a voice note from someone who basically sent me what she thinks the new normal will be in terms of, what she says. And we're going to speak on that as well. So that's today's topic. It's going to be quite interesting. Like I said, this is the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
I love Active FM.
Christ music is hot music.
Our music at Active FM is lit.
Going up like a mansion. I ain't got no rhythm. Tell the people, everybody on the dance floor now. Christ is the one we lift our hands for now.
You're tuned in to Active FM.
Now, as the coronavirus spreads through the world, with infection cases predicted to hit more than 8 million people by the end of 2020, the world is forced to change routines and the traditional way of doing things. I mean, what a typical working day would be: Monday, half the team is in because some people just had too much fun the night before. You know, church was just so awesome that you were tired. That's what I'm talking. I don't know what fun you were thinking about, but I was thinking about church was just so fun that you've used up all your energy and now it's Monday and you're thinking, I'm joking, you should always go to work on Monday. Monday is the best day to go to work. But I mean, you're listening to the news show, it's a Monday. Perfect. Anyways, Monday you'd wake up, let's say 6 a.m., 5:30. Tip, average South African wakes up around leaves the house around 5:30 in the morning, because that's when taxis actually start and stuff. You catch a taxi, Uber, a bus, a train, or whatever. You go to work until 4:30, depending on what industry you're in, and then you take a transport back. But at work, you're meeting clients, there's so much things that are happening throughout the day. Then during lunchtime at work, you go to the store, you order something, whatever. Then you go home. That's typical working week. On a weekend, you go out for lunch with friends, you go out for supper, you go to the movies, you go to the zoo, whatever. For public holidays, the typical thing to do is have braais and stuff like that here in South Africa. So that is what we are used to. But now that the world is affected by coronavirus, and they've basically predicted that more than 8 million people will be infected by the end of 2020, what are we forced as the world to basically change? Now I'm going to go through four predictions that will basically, people are predicting that based on a survey, people are predicting that these are the four things that will remain even after lockdown, even after we never will forget about coronavirus. But, you know, years later, maybe my kids will be like, Mom, you were speaking to Dad about something that you always used to do. How come we don't do that now, type of situations? So the new normal. So now at number four will be online shopping. Now, online shopping has always been something that people are used to doing. We had Black Friday, then we had Blackout Monday, then we had, all these shops were going on to online shopping, but it wasn't really a big deal. I mean, I'm not a person who does shopping online. Firstly, I don't like shopping. That is something I do not enjoy doing, but I would prefer to go in store and find what I want, and then, you know, online shopping for me, there's just so much. You need to think of what's my size in UK size, or what's my size in, you know, there's just so many different things. And sometimes things don't come the way you think it was supposed to be. Then you have to return and wait longer. There's just so many things with online shopping. But with more and more fear of crowded places, we have already seen an increase in online shopping. So a lot more people prefer to buy things online. I mean, I bought things online because I didn't want to go to the mall to find a gown. I wanted to buy a gown because our winter is cold, can I just tell you? So I bought a gown online shopping. But I didn't really want to go to the mall. So with more fear, I didn't do it out of fear. I just didn't want to go to the mall. Of crowded places, people prefer to buy things online. And this will only increase as people settle down and change back to their normal needs. So the more things slowly get back the way it was and stuff like that, people will look at online shopping than going to the mall and standing in a long queue and having to get their hands sanitized in every single store that they go to and stuff. They'd rather be, listen, I'll get the thing delivered to me, and that will be the new normal. So people are saying that the new normal will be online shopping. Many activities will also be moved to online services. So instead of having to go, for instance, to SARS to get your tax number or something like that, you can do it online. I mean, we've already seen the shift. For instance, here in South Africa, you can book online for your driver's license or for your learner's test and all of these things. You can actually do that online and then later on go to the actual building to get what you need. Yeah, so those are the basic things that will be moved online, and people will actually get used to doing stuff online. Then at number three, we have masks and sanitizers. So the use of masks is in most countries across the world was only for medical use. As of now, almost every person in the world owns a mask that they use. In some shops or shopping centers, you might not even be allowed to enter without a mask. Sanitizing of surfaces and screening of individuals will continue, with sports events returning slowly. Requirements from governments is that stadiums are to be fully sanitized and disinfected before any sports activity can be conducted. What people are basically saying is that as the world goes back to normal, if the world will ever go back to normal, is something that will stay with the lockdowns and everything is the people sanitizing and disinfecting surfaces, the screening of individuals, and wearing a mask. We will see more and more people wearing a mask. I mean, there's so many fashionable masks that have come out recently, and there's actually now an industry where, you know, people are making masks and making money out of masks and stuff like that. So that is something that we are going to see for a very long time. I mean, people are predicting that, or are saying that the virus can be with us for the next 2 years. So that's only in 2022 that we'll actually start seeing things slightly going back to normal. That means for the next 2 years, we'll be seeing people wearing masks. It will become a fashion statement. It's just something that will become a new norm, and that is wearing masks, that is sanitizing. I honestly like this one, where every store will be screening people, sanitizing, disinfecting for sports events especially. This is even before the coronavirus. I always thought, what are they doing to ensure that people are safe during during sports events, especially in cold seasons, winter seasons, where people can get flu and there's just so many people in the stadium. Now, I originally didn't like going to stadiums because I didn't really want to be in a crowd of people. But I mean, now we've become so open to, or we've begun to realize that, listen, it's easy to get sick. Someone just sneezes on you or sneezes the wrong way and you can get sick. Someone coughs on you or someone sneezes on a surface and you touch that surface and you don't disinfect your hands or whatever, then you get sick because of that. Now, those are the things that happened in sports events. the stadium is just so full. People are hugging each other because their team is winning. And yes, that's the sports spirit and stuff. And it's cool, but can we stick to, you know, those regulations for the future so that we can actually keep ourselves healthy? Now, you can't now over keep yourself healthy. I don't know if that's a sentence that makes sense, because your body needs to learn how to fight these specific germs and stuff like that. But there are stuff that you need to do to make sure that people are properly sanitized and stuff. And then at number two, we have restaurant sit-ins. Now, because of the virus transmission requires close contact, we might see in many restaurants across the world, there's a limit number of people that are allowed to sit in the restaurant. Many people might not even want to go to the restaurant or food outlets. They would prefer to order in for self-protection. And that goes back to online shopping and basically using online services. With services like Uber Eats, Mr. Delivery already in South Africa, there's also stuff like order in and stuff. The majority of people have already adopted the new way of eating out. I mean, I recently had a pizza night with a friend of mine, and I went to my friend's place and we ordered pizza. Instead of what we would normally do, we would go to the restaurants itself and stuff, but we ordered in, and that was our pizza night. So that's what a lot of people will be doing. I was at the mall the other day, this past weekend. I was at the mall with my sister, and we are going down the escalators, and then we see people sitting in restaurants. It was so weird. It was like, this is wrong. What are you doing? You're not supposed to be sitting and eating in the restaurant. You're supposed to be at your house. But we've adapted to this new normal of restaurants are not open. You cannot sit in a restaurant. You can only do drive-through or get it delivered to your house. That when we actually see people sitting in a restaurant, it's like, oh my gosh, this is not normal. So restaurants sit-ins will actually go be less and less and less, and more people will actually order online. Now, I'm not saying that people will not go and sit in a restaurant. I mean, that's having that type of social is quite cool. It's awesome. It gets us used to being outdoor. Well, for me personally, it gets me used to being outdoor. There was a time during the lockdown, I think when we were on level 5, where we had level 5, so there was no contact with the outside world. And then when we went to level 3, myself and my siblings went to the mall to go get some stuff for the house and stuff, and I literally had a panic attack because there was just so many people. I was not used to being around so many people. So the restaurant sit-ins are important. Being out and getting in an environment where there's a lot of people is normal, but I think people will get used to actually doing things at home, which I kind of enjoy. And stuff. Now, at number one, people say this, and it kind of made me upset because I totally don't disagree. I don't agree with this at all. After asking people, a lot of people say that the new normal will be church services online. No, I totally disagree with that. Church service. There's no way that for the next 100 years we'll be doing church services online. Yes, church services online are awesome because you can reach out to people that you wouldn't normally reach out to. Like we in South Africa, we can reach out to people in Canada. We can reach out to people in all of these different places. But that will not be the new normal. We will have church back here in South Africa. I mean, there's places where churches are open and stuff, but here in South Africa we have church open, but you can't have more than 50 people in a church service and stuff, and that's not fair for a lot of churches because not all churches can do less than 50 people in a church service. Now, I don't agree with the fact that we need to get used to church being online. My prayer, and I know that the church stands behind me with this and a whole lot of other people, that we will be able to go back to the normal way of doing church, where as many people can come into the church, a whole lot of people can worship in a church and stuff, because there are other churches that are closing down. There are those churches that do not have access to the internet or do not have the proper equipment to actually conduct services online. Now, what happens to those people and stuff? So if schools can, I personally think if schools can open, if restaurants can open, if sports events can open and stuff, the church can also open. Because I highly doubt, or for me personally, I believe that the church is more responsible in terms of taking care of the people and making sure that, listen, these are the regulations that we need to put in place to ensure that the people are protected from the virus, and this is what we're going to do. I can't really speak for those people that decide to ignore the virus or the regulations, but I personally know that the church is there to look after the people, and that's what the church is going to do, and the church is important for the people. So I disagree with the fact that we need to get used to church online. Totally disagree. Now, the fifth one is something that a whole lot of people have been asking about and querying about, but what will happen with work? There are those jobs that a lot of people can work from home. I mean, if you look at the IT industry, if you look at the even schooling industry, yeah. If you look at those places where people can actually work from home, the fashion and stuff, there's a lot of things, places where people can actually work from home. What about the others where people can't work from home? For instance, with restaurants, people being waiters and waitresses, the chefs, okay, well, they can base, yeah, chefs. If you look at radio presenters, we can't work from home all the time. If you look at, there's so many different industries where people can't really work from home. What happens with them? So I asked the question to DJ Aqua from The Mode Show. I basically wanted to know what her opinion was in terms of the whole situations with working from home, and this is what she had to say.
I think this is the new normal where we are. I mean, I've been reading articles about how people are actually, like, especially with work, people are thinking, you know, people are going to be working from home more because they find that people are more productive working at home. And you can consider it because you would have spent 2 hours in traffic, you're in the office with so many people, so many distractions and things like that. So I think, I mean, the work situation is definitely going to stay the same. I mean, they were saying probably people have to go in for 2 days of the week and then the rest of the 3 days. Yeah, I think this is the new normal with these restrictions. I mean, our restaurants will be lifted. I mean, they've already been lifted in South Africa. So we will be able to go out. But then I think everyone is just going to be constantly in fear because they're like, I mean, yes, things are open, but I'm not going to be stupid. I mean, I've been seeing a lot of those things where people are like, yes, I can go out, but I'm not going to be stupid. So people would rather be home safe because of the considerations. I mean, they said COVID is going to be around for another 2 years. So, hey, yeah, so I think this is the new normal as far as it can go. The economy will be able to go backwards, but differently. Lots of things are going to be virtual.
So that is DJ Aqua's thoughts from The Mode. And she said the economy is going to go backwards, but she meant to say is the economy is going to go forward, not backwards. So that was just a slight error. So what she was basically saying is that the new normal is working from home. In all lockdowns throughout the world, the one industry that was not affected as others was the IT industry, like I said earlier, because many of them can actually work from home. With internet only getting cheaper and speed increasing, meetings have moved to online platforms, communications has shifted to instant messaging applications, and the administration is won via emails, and storage of any sort is also online. So now, people like domestic workers, people like sales, in the sales companies or support, even support can work from home, but there are those people that need to go into the offices, especially those in the food industry and stuff. But a lot of people are actually getting used to working from home. I know of a company that actually also wants people to work about 2 or 3 days a week because it's easier for the people. I know it's I found it easier for meetings as well, where you would be waiting for someone or a meeting would be shifted because what someone is stuck in traffic. Now you're not stuck in traffic anymore. All you have to do is go onto the internet, go onto either Zoom, Google Meet or whatever, and there you are, you're present in the meeting. Wherever you are, whatever you're doing, you can actually be in the meeting. And I was watching a new show recently. It was quite funny, where a guy actually invented he calls it the Zoom suit. And basically what the Zoom suit is, it's like a clip-on suit where you can so you can be in your pajamas and everything, and then it's time to be in a Zoom meeting, and all you do is just clip the suit on, and it looks like you're like wearing this full-on suit and stuff like that. It even comes with sleeves if you need to use your hands. So that is quite innovative and funny. But things have actually gone online. A lot of things have gone online. The only problem that I know here in South Africa is the internet. Not every area in South Africa has good internet coverage. So there are places where there's fiber, and I don't really know how those things work because I'm not in the IT industry, but there are places that the internet is working phenomenally. And then there are other places where the internet just sucks. Like you spend a whole 30 minutes trying to get into a meeting because the internet is horrible. But I'm sure once all of those things are tweaked and people understand or get used to different internet coverage speeds and all of these things, working online or working from home will be easier. So if it would take me 20 minutes to get from my house to my workplace, for instance, I save those 20 minutes and I'm able to do more work, or I'm able to do work quicker, and then because of that I have more work to do and I'm increasing my skills more and stuff. So working from home is definitely going to be a new norm. We're going to see a lot of people working from home. I also feel like working from home is an innovative way of getting more people hired. If you have more people working from home, you're not limited by building space, and you can get more done as a company and stuff like that. So I really think that working from home is a norm that a lot of people are going to have to get used to, and a lot of people won't mind getting used to. It's also going to keep us disciplined and consistent as a nation, hopefully. And yeah, so those are the new normals. Let me know what you think the new normal will be on Instagram. I'm going to have a story up. And yeah, let me know, what do you think the new normal will be after lockdown, after the whole story of COVID-19 is over? I'm your girl Cynthia. This is a new show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better.
Live right here on Active FM, we bring to you the Active Worship Inception Album.
The joy of the Lord is my strength. I rejoice at your word, unfading. I've been set free instantaneously. I find myself in the presence of the cross. Let my life be defined by your endless victory.
You can stream the album on Spotify and Apple iTunes. If you're interested in downloading the album, well, contact us for more info.
So we have been talking about the new normal. We went through 5 things that people believe the new normal will be. So we went through something I definitely disagreed with was church online. That is definitely not going to be a new normal. I don't believe that's going to be a new normal. And if you're someone who actually believes that church is going to be a new normal, please don't. Not church, but online church is going to be a new normal. Please don't. We actually need to have faith that they are going to open up the churches. People say that sit-ins won't really be a big thing. Restaurant sit-ins won't really be a big thing anymore. People are getting used to ordering online and stuff. So that will be a new normal. online shopping will become a new normal. That is what is being said. And what's also going to be a new normal is working from home. And then masks and sanitizers will also be a new normal. So that is quite exciting, or quite interesting to see. So as the years go by, it will be quite interesting to see what we're actually going to keep and have to adapt to, and what we are going to get rid of. I'm excited for that. I hope you're also excited for that. Let me know what you think our new normal will be. So after the whole COVID-19 thing is over, after everything apparently goes back to normal in terms of the economy, in terms of industries that are open, in terms of everything, what do you still think we are going to keep after everything? So let me know. We are on Instagram at ActiveFM777. We are on Facebook /ActiveFM. And we are on Twitter at ActiveFM. And then you can catch us on www.activefm.co.za. We're on Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts. So get downloading, get commenting. I really, really want to know what you think the new normal will look like after everything. Remember, I'm your girl Cynthia. This is the new show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better.
Active FM, radio has never been better.